There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of you will say, how do I know if my lady is going through menopause? Or some of you will say, how do I know if I'm going through menopause? And you'll do a blood test, and the blood test will come back normal, quote-unquote normal. Your FSH, your LH, your follicular stimulating hormone, follicle stimulating hormone, luteinizing hormone are normal. Not high. They would be high if you were in menopause because they're screaming at your ovary to ovulate and the ovary's like, I'm done. You know, but when you're not in menopause, there's a feedback mechanism. So they go up and down throughout the month. And a lot of times they're in a normal range. And you're like, okay, what's going on? You know, if I'm not in menopause, then, why am I having all these things happen to me? Well, because you could be on the brink of menopause or pre-menopause. Now, I have been in pre-menopause since I was 37 years old. And nobody seemed to believe it. But you don't just go through menopause quickly, okay? We used to think that a woman would all of a sudden go from la-di-da-di-da, la-la-la-la-la-la-la, oh, the sky is blue, and the birds are singing to, ah, what's happening to me, ah! Okay, because that's what TV used to portray menopause as. And a lot of us women in our 30s and 40s, et cetera, are like, no, you know, I'm feeling this. Husbands are complaining that their wives aren't sleeping with them when they're in their 30s, et cetera. What is going on? Well, menopause, right, when women, you know, start not being fertile anymore, okay, has a perimenopause period. And perimenopause could be 10 plus years. So what type of changes, what could be some signs that you could be going through perimenopause? Well, all of a sudden your periods start to change. Okay, now many of you have had heard me thoroughly describe how my periods have been, right, over the past. Don't worry, I will not talk about my periods. Okay, but boy, I gotta tell you, they were so bad, but I won't talk about my periods. Apparently we've already kind of beat that to death. And again, that all happened, and I blamed it on having kids. You know, I had a couple kids, then all of a sudden everything just turned into Niagara Falls. Okay, but I won't go there. But irregular periods can do it. And not only light periods. People think, well, you know, if I'm going into menopause, then the period is just going to get lighter and lighter. No, sometimes it starts getting heavier and heavier. And you got to get that looked at. Any change in your period should be evaluated. Okay, and then hot flashes. I had my first hot flash when I was 37. It was embarrassing. Embarrassing. And I was like, wait, what's going on? And hot flashes could be a sign that you're already having the vasomotor effects of having low estrogen. Mood swings. Okay, mood swings start to happen as your estrogen drops. Now, this is where men nod their head going, yep, I knew it. She's having mood swings, you see. Okay, you guys have mood swings too. Okay, you know, I live in a house of men. I got my husband, I got the two boys, we got Shaky Boo, we got Apollo. You guys are more moodier than me and the girl kitty cats. Okay, the boy dog, sometimes he's in a good mood, sometimes he's not in a good mood. Sometimes he wants to go outside to do his pee-pee and poo-poo, and sometimes he wants to do his pee-pee and poo-poo inside the house right in the middle of the living room. So you guys are just as moody, too. At least with us, we could show you on a calendar when it's going to be. With men, we have absolutely no, you know, idea when they're going to start going through that. So, you know, I just have to assume he's moody. Anyway, you'll be irritable, short-tempered, anxious. So many times in our 40s, just, you know, things start to get on our nerves. Now, mind you, in the olden days, your kids would start being teenagers by that age group. You will have been married for a good 15 years to your husband. So, yeah, the kids aren't cute anymore. They start to do annoying teenage stuff, and your husband gets on your nerves. So a lot of times we didn't think it was menopause. We just thought it was life. All right? But no, it could be perimenopause. Vaginal dryness. Oh, Lord have mercy. Have I taught you guys about... Okay, no? Okay. All right. Well, one day I want to thoroughly discuss and probe the vaginal dryness issue. Because many of you say, oh, my wife won't sleep with me. And she acts like when I touch her, it's the worst thing in the world. Well, if you've ever had vaginal dryness and have somebody try to have sex with you during vaginal dryness, it's some pretty painful stuff. So, yeah, she may cringe when you lightly touch, you know, her shoulder or smack her on the butt. And, by the way, a smack on the butt is not foreplay. Please don't make me review with you guys foreplay, right? Next, bladder infections. Bladder infections may start to come more often. Why? You lose elasticity of your bladder. Lord knows I've lost elasticity. In fact, I've probably peed on myself 3 times since the start of the show this hour. Lack of vaginal juiciness in terms of the walls being thick and well lubricated, etc. And so the drier you are, the less activity down there, the more ability for you to have less barriers to bladder infections. Sex drive starts to drop. If just the discussion of this hasn't dropped your sex drive, a lot of women start to lose sex drive. Why? Because they're getting to the age where it's not advantageous for them to be pregnant. Trouble conceiving. You know, here you are, you're 36 years old, you're trying to get pregnant, you're having trouble, 42 years old. Why? Ovulation is decreasing, perimenopause. And then this is what I get, aches and pains, all right? My body's not replacing bone as efficiently as it used to because my estrogen is going down. And we found that hormone changes can be associated with the development of osteoarthritis. Why do you think we keep yelling at you to take in calcium and vitamin D? Our weight changes. A lot of times we gain weight because of stress hormone. Sometimes we'll even see chest pain, cholesterol go up. So perimenopause is not fun. It really blows. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-TOP-DELLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, there's a baby elephant seal who is putting his head on, I guess, a woman who was on some expedition, Canadian Charlene Fritz, she was on an expedition to Snow Hill in the Antarctic Peninsula, and this two-month-old weighs 200 pounds, and I guess is trying to go through weaning, and so he sees this woman, maybe he thinks it's his mommy, and I guess elephant seal mothers abandon their young after the early feeding period. All right, so it looks like he needed a cuddle. So he's sitting there, oh my gosh. I wonder if it's illegal to touch him. You know, I never know what animal you can touch and what you can't. There's some animals, I guess if they're endangered, you're not allowed to pet and cuddle and snuggle and do rub tummy and do tickle neck. I guess there's something, you know, thank God I have my cats and dogs so I could do all that. But you got to see this. I put on my Facebook. I'll try to put on my Twitter. So snuggly and cute. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as expected, fast food giants are starting to take a hit. And this worries me from an economic standpoint, although many people out there are probably happy about this because some of them want to see the end to the fast food industry. Unfortunately, I think it's unfortunate. McDonald's now is, I guess, in worse shape than we realized, according to this article, Fox6Now.com. Profits are crumbling, sales are shrinking, and they say guest traffic is declining. And McDonald's has now chosen to close at least 900 of its restaurants worldwide. Now, some people are really going to Chipotle instead, which is delicious, okay? I think McDonald's, did they sell off Chipotle? I forget if they started it. I don't remember. Oh, they did. They bought it and then sold it. Okay, yeah, that's right. Tom is our Chipotle correspondent.
I'm hearing it as we speak.
Yeah, hearing that as we speak. Yeah. but McDonald's is the world's largest burger chain. I believe Subway has more stores than McDonald's, but in terms of burgers, McDonald's is the largest burger chain. And unfortunately, they announced their results yesterday, and I guess their first 3 months of 2015, not as good as planned. Now, they vow a turnaround. I guess they're going to try to do morning, you know, more breakfast all day as profits are tumbling. You're going to probably see some different advertising campaigns. But you see, what I'm nervous about is we're having this big movement for the $15 an hour wages for McDonald's workers. And, you know, you wonder how much, you know, how many straws can the camel's back carry? Now, I know a lot of you are like, wait a second, McDonald's is a multi-billion dollar empire. I'm not going to feel sorry for McDonald's. I'm not asking you to, all right? But when their first quarter profits tumble $400 million, which is, I guess, a third from what we're hearing, how many employees are they going to hire at that $15 an hour, let alone the, I don't know, $7 an hour or whatever they're paying currently minimum wage? Okay, 900 restaurants that they are closing down, that could be a huge, huge hit on the economy. So when we hear certain companies, we hear Target, we hear McDonald's, we hear you know, layoffs and store closures, the big mistake a lot of us made back in 2008 is we didn't see the warnings. We knew there were warnings, and we knew there'd be a recession. We're like, all right, we got through it in the 90s. We'll be able to handle a recession. No big deal. We didn't realize how bad. And so now I feel like, you know, as a doctor and as a business owner and as a consumer and as somebody who lost all their savings in the last recession and hardly gained anything back, I feel like I want to just prepare. And seeing something like this that happens with McDonald's, okay? Now, Chipotle, luckily, had a 27% surge. And I like Chipotle. I like the idea of getting fresh food. I like the idea. I love Tex-Mex. I love Mexican food. I think it's great. And when they had done a study where America's stereotypical food, you know, icon food for America was no longer the hamburger but the taco. When you see taco, you think America as opposed to hamburger. We are going to see more restaurants that are patronizing consumers that would hopefully buy, you know, Mexican food. I've noticed we got a lot of Mexican food outlets now. I mean, everywhere. You know, my kids are like, I don't want to eat Mexican again. I've already had it. I go, you're not eating Mexican. You're eating, you know, first of all, we should be eating at home. But when we travel or whatever, I'm like, look, I'd rather you get some fresh food. So we're seeing that. We're shopping less. I mean, I think a lot of us have. However, before people are rejoicing that fast food companies may start to shrink, we need to realize that this type of economy effect affects a lot of us. All right. And, you know, things kind of did well when you had, you know, students coming out of high school and college being able to start working, learning what it is to hold a job, learning, about, you know, wages and taxes, et cetera. And then, you know, we saw that, you know, there was a place that would hire you if you had trouble getting a job elsewhere. And many of us used Jack in the Box to hire me and get me through, paying my rent and my car without air conditioning and whatever that $4.15 an hour I was making, I was really grateful for at the time. And I'm not saying we should have low wages, but what I'm saying is, you know, these places that offer jobs where you can't get jobs elsewhere. I mean, think about it. If these companies have to pay $20 an hour, all right, then, you know, and then they are going to really pick and choose who they're picking for that $20 an hour job. And it's going to be a lot harder to get these jobs, especially when there's less of them. And it's just, it's a reality to economics. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Personally, I'm for everybody packing sandwiches, packing food, non-plastic containers, of course, you know, bringing food to work. And the less fast food you have to eat, the better. You know, and I think we've learned that there's a lot of saturated fat. We've learned that there's a lot of empty calories that we're getting with fast food. And we're also learning that it's not cheap. It's expensive. You can easily drop $30, $40 now at a fast food joint. And at that point, it doesn't make sense. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pepsi Company, PepsiCo, is going to drop aspartame in their diet soda and replace it with sucralose. Sucralose is an artificial sweetener that we use in Splenda. The decision to swap these sweeteners comes as, I guess, Americans are starting to leave diet soda, and some are concerned about the risks with aspartame. Now, executives at Coke and Pepsi blame the declines of their purchasing because they're seeing declines, 5% in the first 3 months of the year, blaming that on aspartame. So apparently aspartame was first sold as NutraSweet. I think that was back in the 70s and 80s. The FDA, you know, says there's more than 100 studies supporting the safety. But again, you know, PepsiCo wants to listen to consumers. Looks like the soda pop industry is also seeing hits. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to reformulate the Diet Pepsi drinks and start hitting the shelves in August. Again, I'm not an economist, and so I apologize if you guys listen to my show and I give you my economic opinion. But, you know, I'm a doctor. And what I saw happen to my patients during the last recession was more dangerous than a lot of their health habits. And so I think, you know, it is my duty to not just say, oh, you know, I'm just worried about your cholesterol or your blood sugar or whatever. But I think any of us need to kind of look at where the economy is going, where we're spending our money, where we're not receiving money from, and looking at the whole picture, because our health unfortunately was caught up in the mix of this whole recession issue. People lost their jobs. I just had another patient come to me who I haven't seen since 2009 and an absolute train wreck. Not taking their diabetes medicine, not taking their blood pressure medicine, not getting their colonoscopies, not getting things done. Why? They lost their job, they lost their insurance, and just went AWOL. And I understand that. I mean, this was a scary time, not having jobs. Scary, scary time. But, you know, we really didn't have a fallback mechanism. We didn't have a fallback plan for people who lost their insurance. We have no network of clinics that we could use for underserved people. They don't have to be free clinics. They could be $5 a pop or something like that. We didn't have that network. We had a really half-assed taxation system where part of the population was being taxed, the other part wasn't, and we found that the part being taxed, it wasn't bringing in enough revenue. I don't want us going back into that, right? Know the signs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry. You know what? I don't understand. Why isn't my thing muted? I apologize. Sorry. Thank heavens it wasn't porn music. That would have been really embarrassing. My kids use my computer. So anyway, I know, and they better not be. I got two teenage boys. I hate it. I walk into the room, and then they quickly exit out whatever they're looking at. And we have control, so I don't think it's that. I think what it is they're Skyping about, or they're instant messaging about something. And, you bet your butt I'm going to, you know, when they're not looking, sneak a peek. Absolutely. I think it's in parents' every right to know what the heck their kids are doing online, okay? I mean, online is basically a hack click away. What the hell is this? Oh, my gosh. What is this? Sorry. That sounds like something sounds like music, so I don't mind if it's music. But as far as I'm concerned, the Internet is a hack click away from the whole world knowing what you're looking at anyway. So to me, I think anything on the Internet and Facebook and Twitter is completely open for mama to see. I just hate how my kids went from mommy, 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 this is what I did in school, to mom, mom, I want my privacy, and slamming the door, and then I don't see them for a week. That makes me nervous. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Apparently a 19-year-old has committed suicide, and we know him from Everybody Loves Raymond. He was one of the twins, Sawyer Sweeten, and he was a child star that I believe he was on the show ever since he was an infant. His sister, Madeline Sweeten, also on the show, said that unfortunately he committed suicide. He was just weeks away from his 20th birthday, and he was known as Jeffrey Barone. He was visiting family in Texas, where it is believed he had shot himself on the front porch. He was born back in 1995 in Brownwood, Texas. He started being an actor on Raymond at about a year and a half, and he played next to his real-life twin brother, Sullivan, who starred as Michael Barone, and then their sister, Madeline. The series, I guess, went from 1996 to 2005. From what we understand, he did not have roles after Everyone Loves Raymond. And, you know, whenever you see, you know, a young kid like this, 19 years old, take his life, of course, we always ask, you know, why, what, you know, what could have happened? Because, you know, you don't want this continuing. You never want to see a tragedy happen again. And unfortunately, we see a lot of tragedy with child actors, whether they go to drugs, whether they go through rebellious times, when it leads them to actually kill themselves, you know, you almost wonder if we need to have a better system for kids that go through Hollywood like they do, becoming stars, becoming figures, becoming well-known, becoming quote-unquote heroes to their childhood classmates and friends and colleagues, and then it ends. And then what support is out there for these child stars when they're not on the big screen anymore and going to the galas and going to the award shows, et cetera? And, being in show business myself, it is probably one of the most concerning things that I see in others, actors or actors or celebrities or people in the media, where you could think you had a great day in the media, a great week in the media, all right? And then, you know, 1 week goes by, and maybe you're not called, or, you know, maybe, you know, there's no work. All right. Well, you know, it's only been a week. It'll, you know, be good. Then another week goes by, and then another month goes by. And you know that the longer you're away from the media, the more at risk you are from not being able to go back. Now, there have been many actors that have been able to stay relevant. You know, Harrison Ford has been able to have a very, very strong career this whole time. What about Mark Hamill? You know, I mean, luckily Luke Skywalker, we saw him a lot in the 70s and the 80s. Maybe there were a couple roles, didn't see much, and then lucky for him, he gets a role in the newest Star Wars. But, you know, what about these child actors? You know, we as adults, okay, you know, we may be a little bit more psychologically resilient than children. And we build up these kids, they become heroes, they star in shows or they star in movies, and then all of a sudden the show's canceled or the show is done. All right, so you talk to your agent going, okay, go find me something else. All right, and they go, yeah. Well, you know, you're on the show, you're on a hit show, and, you know, I can't. Yeah, and you think, well, gosh, if someone's on, you know, a show or somebody's that successful, right, you know, and got a role of a lifetime, they should very easily be able to transfer to something else, and they don't. And, you know, you look at these stars, and you find out that many of them have a shelf life. You know, people who were big, people who headline TV shows, you don't know where many of them are anymore. And that's frightening. And, it actually brought me some solace to know, to finally figure out the whole show business game. You know, having been casted for a role and for a TV show that I was going to be the star of. And it was getting to the point where we were filming the first, the pilot to be aired. And everything was ready to go. Flight was being made. You know, I was packing my bag just to find out that somebody got fired and the whole project gone. And then, you know, then I realized, I go, you know what, it doesn't matter. Because even if I got that role or I got that, you know, would that really mean my dreams were, you know, satisfied? So now we work on a couple other projects or whatever, but you know, but your expectation when you go into any sort of a job like this, whether it's sales, whether it's marketing, whether it's show business, etc., need to be realistic goals. Okay? And I'm not trying to quote what happened on Mad Men. It's just coincidentally Mad Men, I guess they talked about that. Okay, so what happens if you get the big account? You know, then what? You know, and many of you fall under that. You're like, okay, you know, if I could just be VP. If I could get to the point where I am VP, then I'm going to be happy. Well, then you make it. You make it to VP of your company. But then what? I mean, are you worried that you're going to lose your job? Right? You know, what's your next goal? Do you want to become president of the company? Do you just want to keep your job? Do you want to, you know, and I'm finding people here are VPs or they are an anchor. You know, and a highly coveted role, or they do make it to Broadway, or they make it to the big stage. And everybody has the same thing in the same thing they say is, well, what's next? One of my patients was in one of the very, very famous show, a very, very famous show on the Strip, and one that circulates through New York, etc. And, he was quitting. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would you quit? Well, because I, you know, this still isn't my goal. I go, you finally made Broadway. You finally made a hit show. But then they realized, no, but I want to be the star. And so you never become happy. And what we need to do is stop and look at where we're at and go, are we happy? I have that conversation with my husband all the time. You know, I feel very, very fortunate having my health. Whatever health issues I have are still way less than others, so I'm grateful for that. I have my family, knock on wood. I have a house. I've always wanted a Jeep. I always wanted cats and dogs. I have that. I always wanted to have a practice, and I've always wanted to be in the media, on TV or on radio. And, I really hit my goal. Well, then, am I happy? I mean, yeah, I'm happy, you know, but it's like, okay, well, no, you know, I still want to get an album and, you know, I still need financial security because here I am and we still don't have anything in the bank and, you know, it just never seems to be enough. Now, mind you, in order to keep going and get yourself up in the morning, you do need to be goal-driven. So having goals are fine, but what I'm imploring is if you reach the goal you had when you were a child and you reach that goal, acknowledge it, all right? Spend some time looking at what you have done. What you have accomplished and not, oh no, I'm not there yet or I'm not getting this. You know, have realistic goals and acknowledge them when you reach them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so impotence drugs may not fix all sexual concerns, according to a study. They say men who take drugs like Viagra and Cialis continue to express more concern and dissatisfaction with their overall sex life than men who don't suffer from erectile dysfunction. So what does that mean? It means if you're having sexual dysfunction or erectile issues, the Viagra and Cialis don't cut it. According to researchers of a survey conducted at the University of Manchester, these men are more likely to worry about their erections, worry about their orgasms, worry about their level of sexual desire and their frequency of sexual activity. This is Dr. David Lee, a research fellow on aging at the University School of Social Sciences. Apparently, their sexual function improved, but these men weren't reporting that they were any happier with their sexual relations with their partner. Men taking Viagra-type drugs were also more sexually active and more frequently engaged in sexual intercourse compared to men without erectile dysfunction. You know, yeah, it's kind of like I was asked, if somebody doesn't have sex a lot, then how does he know that he has erectile dysfunction? Although you would think that, you know, he would know, you know, if he did a self-session or something like that. But it's kind of like, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. You know, it's like one of those things. Of course it makes a sound. It's a tree. All right, so anyway, that raises the possibility that men who ask for Viagra are more preoccupied with sex and then maybe more critical of their experiences. Dr. Landon Trost, a urologist with the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, specializes in fertility. And he noted that Viagra users are more likely to fret about their sex life than both healthy men and men with untreated erectile dysfunction. So they say if you have a full head of hair, you worry less about balding. But if you're balding, you're going to be more concerned about hair loss. If you're completely bald, you probably don't worry about it as much. So that's what he's seen. So they surveyed 2,600 English men between ages 50 and 87 as part of a national survey. They were asked specific detail on their sex life and if they were taking an oral phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitor, the PDE5 eyes that are the class of drugs that Viagra and Cialis belong to. 7% men reported using it. Over the past 3 months, 21% said they had untreated erectile dysfunction. 9% of the men who took it reported they still had problems with erectile dysfunction. 4 of the 5 users reported that the drugs had a positive effect on their sex lives, but 30% of those men said they still remain concerned and dissatisfied with their overall sex life. So, here's the thing. This doesn't mean that the medicines didn't, you know, work per se. All right, we know that Viagra and Cialis and Levitra on certain erectile dysfunction types can do very well. But erectile dysfunction, if it's not a mechanical issue, if it's not a nitric oxide or a blood flow issue to the area, you can't expect Viagra to just fix everything, you know? And, you know, I worry about my men who are out there. They're single, okay? And they want to be sexually relevant now in this day and age. And they want to be active. And they're nervous that they can't. And I'm kind of looking at the way dating is going now. All right, I always thought, and I know this is very old-fashioned, but you meet somebody, okay? You know, maybe they take you to a Chipotle, all right? You meet somebody, and, you know, you like each other, and maybe you'll hold hands, maybe you'll do a little bit of kissy. All right, and then, you know, end of the day. Then next date, guys hang out, maybe you cut a little bit, get a little closer, etc. All right, well, you know, you end up having sex either after you get married or after you've been deep into the relationship. Well, a lot of you out there that are really freaking out about the erectile dysfunction that you have, it's no wonder if you're speed dating and speeding the path to get to the sex. if you're out there to have fun, you got a woman, she's coming, you know, back with you to your hotel, and you want to just do it because you want to do it, or say you did it or whatever, and you think she's going to flee because you can't, you're kind of going about this all wrong, okay? You need to figure out why you want the sex, because if you really, really want the sex, okay, and this is somebody you really want to be with, and you're really, really turned on, okay? Some of these aids will help, but your mind is in it. Maybe the aid will help, and there's things you could do to still overall make the sexual experience good. But if you're goal-related in terms of the sex, go, I just got to do it, and I just got to get it done, and you're going at it as this is something I have to do, I have to conquer, of course it's not going to be satisfying. Of course it's not going to be fun. And stop saying speak for yourself. All right? Why else are men finding themselves unsatisfied, even if the Viagra works? Okay, what are you guys looking for? Now, some of you are saying, well, I'm really not looking for another wife. I'm really not looking for, you know, one partner. All right, fine. Okay, if that's what you want, some roll in the hay with somebody that you just barely met, you don't even know their name, if that's what turns you on, all right, fine. But then you would be satisfied, right? Because that was your goal. That's what you want. Okay, you need to figure out what you want and how to do it. All right, if it's more, no, you know, I just want to really, really enjoy intimacy and have a partner there that I could come home to, you know, every night. That's what I want. Well, then you got to do it a little differently than you're doing it. Okay, now I know some of you are going, wait a second. You know, if you tell them to get married, the sex stops after the honeymoon. Not entirely. Okay, there's still a good couple weeks, like my husband and I had. Fact, I think they were a good 42 days. You know, I don't know what to tell you guys, really, really. It's really disappointing. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, what's going on with tanning salons? Apparently, New York Attorney General now is suing tanning salons. Apparently, the franchises are falsely advertising the health benefits of indoor tanning by promoting it as a safe alternative to tanning outdoors, and he accuses the two companies supporting the opposite message, as there's more proof that we're finding that tanning puts you at risk for skin cancer. They say, apparently, one of the advertisements is saying, during a typical tanning session, your body naturally creates as much vitamin D as you would get from drinking 100 glasses of milk or eating 25 servings of salmon. All right. Apparently, Portofino Spas and Total Tan have been telling their customers that in just 25 minutes of artificial tanning, you are going to not only look better, but healthier. So I guess Attorney General Eric Schneiderman does not want deceit. And if they can't prove that, there's obviously an issue. And UV devices increase the risk of cancer, put a lot of Americans in harm's way. And if they're trying to promote that it's healthy for you, that's not good. In fact, in New York, it's illegal for children under 17 to have artificial tanning. If you are under 18, you have to have parental consent. When it comes to, UV, you can't replicate the sun, people. You may get vitamin D from the sun. True, your body converts the UV energy, helps make vitamin D. But if you are going to put yourself at risk for skin cancer, I'd rather be regular sun than tanning beds. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.